I'm moving after midnight. Down boulevards of broken cars. Don't know what I'd do without it. Without this love that we call ours. Down here lies nothing. Nothing but the moon and the stars.
Bob Dylan's performance of Beyond Here Lies Nothing could earn the folk legend his second Grammy for Best Solo Rock Vocal Performance. It's a tough category this year. The other nominees are John Fogerty, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, and Neil Young. But that's not the only honor Dylan is up for this year. His CD, Together Through Life, is one of the five albums vying for the very first Best Americana Album Grammy. The other nominees for the first ever Americana Album Grammy are Electric Dirt by Levon Helm, Wilco, the album from Wilco, Willie and the Wheel by Willie Nelson and Asleep at the Wheel, and Lucinda Williams' Little Honey. This is the first time there has been a separate category for Americana music. Previously, it was included in folk music. There are still two folk categories, Best Traditional Folk Album and Best Contemporary Folk Album, which is where you'll find Nico Case nominated, along with Tracy Chapman, Sean Colvin, Elvis Costello, and Steve Earle. Earle is nominated for his CD Towns, which is a tribute to singer-songwriter Towns Van Zandt.
Living on the road, my friend, it's gonna keep you free and clean. You wear your skin like iron, and your breath's as hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye. It sank into your dreams.
But as Bob Dylan's nomination shows, roots musicians are not just consigned to the folk music or Americana categories. Bluegrass and Americana performers are in the race for Best Country Instrumental Performance alongside the Steve Warner song Producer's Medley. They are the Green Cards for The Crystal Merchant, Manzanita from Sarah Jarosz, and Alison Brown's Under the Five Wire off her CD, The Company You Keep. Alison Brown's banjo picking has been nominated in the Best Country Instrumental category, while Steve Martin's first ever CD of banjo music could earn the comedian and film star his fourth Grammy.
Daddy played the banjo beneath the yellow tree. It rang across the backyard and wove a spell on me. Now the banjo takes me back through the foggy haze. Where memories of what never was become the good old days.
And this year's Best Traditional Folk Grammy nominees aren't just five singer-songwriters strumming guitars. With the demise of the Polka Grammy, longtime favorite Jimmy Sturr is now found in that category, alongside Maura O'Connell, the duo of David Holt and Josh Goforth, a Utah Phillips tribute CD, and Loudon Wainwright III, who is nominated for a tribute recording of his own called High, Wide, and Lonesome, the Charlie Poole Project. Charlie Poole was a North Carolina banjo picker and singer who led a group called the North Carolina Ramblers. In 1925, they recorded Don't Let Your Deal Go Down, and it went on to sell more than 100,000 copies of that song at a time when there were only about 600,000 record players in the entire U.S. That song is regarded as the first ever country music hit, and Loudon Wainwright performs it under the title of The Deal on his Grammy-nominated CD. You'll find out if it takes home the trophy when the Grammys are handed out in Los Angeles on January 31st. I'm Catherine Cole.
I've been all around this whole wide world, down to Memphis, Tennessee, place I hang my hat. It looks like home to me. I left my little girl crying, standing in the door. Throwed her arms around my neck saying, honey, don't you go.